U.S. Senator Jeanne Shaheen out of the gate. A lot of news to talk about. Senator, good Tuesday morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. I hope you're staying warm.
Yeah, it's we're going to be back to more normal tomorrow. You know, we got to have an Arctic blast or two once in a while.
Absolutely. It's winter in New Hampshire, right?
Right. Hey, with the spread of the virus, I know your office, I talked to some of your folks yesterday, you're paying attention here, working with the state to try and do what we can. I don't know what else we can do at this point. I mean, in other words, it seems to me in the last few weeks, I knew more people that have either tested positive or had the latest variant than not. We seem to be, hopefully in a few weeks, starting to get on the other side of that. It is taxing the hospital system. So what can we do that we're not doing?
Well, the first thing we can do is encourage everybody to get vaccinated, because the reason we're seeing our hospitals so full is because we have so many people who are not vaccinated who are much more seriously ill when they get Omicron or get COVID. So that's really important. And sadly, there is a lot of misinformation out there, disinformation, conspiracy theories that just aren't accurate. Mm-hmm. So I would urge people, if you're not vaccinated and you're questioning whether you should get vaccinated, don't look on Facebook. Talk to your healthcare provider and ask them what the difference is that it will make, because that is the difference between, for many people, between living and dying when they catch COVID.
Yeah, and pharmacists, your PA, your doctor, talk to your doctor. Well, you know, regardless of the vaccination status, some people that I know personally in my own family a few weeks ago that had it, still had symptoms for a few days and were sick. Why don't we hear more about treatments and some of the therapies? I know that Pfizer's working on a COVID pill. Once you get it, that if you take it and you're prescribed it by your doctor, you might get better faster. But we don't hear much about that.
Well, you ask, what more can we do? I think there are a couple of things that we can do. One is we need to encourage more production and distribution of testing. It's been really frustrating to see the long lines of people, the waits. I know I tried to get tested in New Hampshire before I came back to Washington, and I couldn't get an appointment. Fortunately, in Congress, we have a testing center, so we're able to get tested here. But that's one thing we need to do, and to encourage our private companies to get those tests produced. The other thing is, as you point out, the therapies. There are pills, there are medicines that are being developed, and we need to get those distributed, produce more of those, so that when people are in the early stages, we know that some of those therapies are really helpful, and to be able to get them to people right away is really critical. And of course, the monoclonal antibodies are very important too. Those are more difficult because you have to be in a special healthcare setting to take those.
U.S. Senator Jeanne Shaheen, good morning, New Hampshire GMI studio. Senator, a couple foreign policy areas, because I know there's so much domestic news right now, it's hard to pay attention, but there's still about 100,000 Russian troops sitting on that Ukraine border. That's a hot spot. Afghanistan, I did hear today, and you've been an outspoken critic of what's going on in Afghanistan with the economic disaster that's unfolding, that we're going to send some aid, I guess, $300 million and some more COVID tests to Afghanistan. But can you touch upon those two fronts, because the ongoing concerns seem pretty serious, even if it seems far away?
They're very serious, and Afghanistan in particular is a huge tragedy. One of the things we've got to do is to help get humanitarian aid there. Their economy has collapsed. We know there are millions of people there who, particularly children, who are malnourished, who are not going to survive the winter unless they get some food. And so we need to work with the international community, which we have been doing with the UN, to try and get humanitarian aid to the people of Afghanistan. I had a meeting before the holidays with some representatives from the UN who are working to try and do that. And our global food programs are very focused on the need to address what's happening in Afghanistan. That's just at the most basic level. Obviously, there are other issues ongoing with women and girls, with what the Taliban are doing in Afghanistan that we need to continue to raise and try and address. But right now, food is the most critical issue. Mm-hmm. With respect to Russia and Ukraine, what we see is Vladimir Putin trying to rewrite history. He has said that the biggest tragedy of the last century was the dissolution of the Soviet Union, and he's trying to recreate it. Mm-hmm. I think the Biden administration has done a good job of they're engaged in heavy diplomatic activities. They're working to hold together a coalition of the United States and the Europeans to push back against Vladimir Putin, to let him know what the costs are going to be if he goes into Ukraine. We cannot give Putin the ability to invade at will any country in Eastern Europe that he might choose to do. So it's really important for us to make it clear that there will be tremendous costs to Russia if he decides to do that. And again, we are stronger when we work with our allies, and NATO is also pushing back against Russia.
Senator, today it's interesting, it's ironic that here in New Hampshire we have a sworn-in Secretary of State as Bill Gardner, someone you've known for many years and decades as a former governor yourself, and him stepping down as Secretary of State. The reason why I bring that up is President Biden is going to Georgia today, ahead of Martin Luther King on Monday, the holiday, to talk about federal voting rights. And I'm not sure what the politics in the Senate are. There's talk about changing the Senate filibuster rules and the need for voting on this federal voting rights legislation. But what are your concerns as a senator from New Hampshire? We seem to do elections very well here locally. I don't know what's broken with our local elections. What are your concerns? And was Bill Gardner right or wrong when he kind of was apprehensive on this federal voting law, thinking it would take away local control here of our elections?
Well, Bill and I disagree on a number of the provisions on the Voting Rights Act, but I think we should all appreciate what he has done and what he's contributed to New Hampshire over the years, particularly his protection of the first in the nation primary, presidential primary, has been second to none, and I certainly recognize that, appreciate it, and we'll miss him. We'll miss his willingness to stand up for the presidential primary at any cost. I think we have done elections very well in New Hampshire, and that's why I worry about what the current legislature is looking at with respect to voting rights and elections. First of all, they have dramatically gerrymandered the congressional districts. They're doing the same thing to the state Senate seats. They are talking about eliminating same-day voting registration, which is something that I sponsored as a state senator years ago that has worked really well in New Hampshire. They want to prevent college students from voting in the state, even though federally students have to be allowed to vote wherever they go to school if they choose to do that. So they are looking at significant restrictions of voting rights that I think create real problems for people in New Hampshire, and that's being magnified in legislatures across the country.
Senator Sheehan, I appreciate the time on a chilly morning on this Tuesday. We'll catch you again soon. Good morning, New Hampshire. Make it a great day. Senator Jeanne Shaheen, good morning, New Hampshire. Thank you, Senator.
Thanks, Jack. Stay warm and stay safe.
Okay.